Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to go over some of the rules of the 1031 exchange.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about your favorite topic, or one of them, 1031 exchange, Bob.
Yes, I love exchanges. I've done that for 51 years of my career.
Well, I'm interested in talking about the exit strategy. You're exchanging property to property, but at some point it is a deferral and you pay the piper, right?
Sooner or later, there's one option out, and that's if you die. All of the stacked up deferred capital gains is forgotten about. It becomes an estate issue.
So swap till you drop, as they say.
That's swap till you drop.
Well, yep. Let's talk about some of the ideas in regards to ways to set yourself up for success in getting your funds out of the 1031 exchange.
Well, it's interesting because people will occasionally head to an exchange and then decide they don't want to do it. And they turn to the facilitator and say, okay, give me my money. Now, that would suggest that the exchanger had access to the money anytime that they wanted it, which would eliminate the exchange facilitator's legal position to perform that particular function. If that exchange facilitator became eliminated, or let's say disqualified, all of the exchanges that they're working on would be in serious jeopardy. So the exchange facilitator is going to turn to you and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not allowed to do that. So it becomes then a function, have you identified property during the 45-day identification period? If that is the case, you will not be seeing your money out for about a half a year, the end of the 180-day period. If you did not identify any property, which was a requirement, then it may be possible to receive it at the end of the 45th day. It's a function of how the facilitator believes their legal obligation to be.
So as you start into the process, you've got a commitment of those funds.
You've got a commitment, right? It's a time commitment. If you decide the day after you started this process, that you're done, you can't just turn to them and say, I quit. They say, well, it's an interesting situation, but be aware of it.
It inspires me to say, know what you're getting into and make sure you're talking to Bob Nelson so you know what the process will be from beginning to end when you take the first step.
That would be helpful.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.